Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, the last line on page 212. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Machat Shleima, a complete needle, Mutter L'taltula L'italba Es HaKotz. One is allowed to move a needle in order to take out a thorn or a splinter. Nital Chuda Ochor Shala. So we know a needle has two sides. One is a pointy side and one is the hole side, a needle that's used for sewing. So if one of these sides got messed up, either the chuda, the pointy side, or the hole, so then it's no longer in that state of being a needle, and therefore it's usher to move it. So again, when it is a complete needle with both sides intact, you are allowed to move it to take out the thorn. But once one of the sides gets ruined, so then it's usher. V'chadosha shalo nikva adayin mutter. However, a new needle that was not yet made into a needle for sewing, there was no hole that was made there, that is going to be mutter. So we have three states. We have a needle that was not yet used and not yet finished up. So there, that's the last point of the Mechaber, a chadosha shalonikva adayin is mutter. Then we have one that's a regular machat shlema, that's also mutter. But nital chuda ochor shalah is going to be usr. So let's see the Mishabur where it'll explain everything. Sivkota memvav machat. Humachat miyuchad l'tfira, like we explained, we're talking about a sewing needle. V'havei kekol kli shemalato l'isra. This would be a classic kli shemalato l'isra, because a sewing needle is used for sewing, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Umutr l'talta l'tzorech gufo, and you are allowed to move like any other kli shemalato l'isra, you're allowed to move l'tzorech gufo. D'hainu l'itala kotz. The gufo is, you need to get out a thorn that's in you, so that's moving a kli shemalato l'isra, l'tzorech gufo, and it's mutter. Oshen noke bas amursa, or you want to use this needle to pop a pimple, lahotzi mimen alecha, in order to get the pus out. V'hu adin shemutter litchov bas hamalbushin l'chabron be'esat chak. Another permissible use of the needle would be to attach two parts of a garment and a shasat chak. However, v'mhu b'makom sha'osr losis bo b'shabbos, if you're in a situation where you can't go out with the needle attaching your garments on Shabbos, k'var mavur la'el b'simin shen gimel siftes the osr, we learned earlier that would be osr. V'ayim b'sif yud ches u'b'mashik asad nusham. Sif katan em zayin, we're on the top line of page kuf zayin in the Mishabura. So we said to move the needle, which is a kli shemalato l'isr, l'tzorech gufo, to get out the thorn that's in you, or to pop the pimple to get out the pus, that is mutter. So says the Mishabura Mem Zayim, v'hu adin shemutter l'tatl l'tzorech makomo. Again, like every kli shemalato l'isr, is mutter to move l'tzorech gufo, l'tzorech makomo. So in this case, l'tzorech gufo is to get out the coats, but it's up to Mishabura, you can also move l'tzorech makomo. V'kol shekein shemutter l'tatl l'imotzum munachas b'mokom shicholim lizok bo'an shebeso. Certainly one would be allowed to move the needle if it's found in a place where someone could get hurt. In that case, where it's in a dangerous position that it could hurt someone, so then even if it was nita chora, the hole got ruined. In which case, we said in the Mechaber, it's usher to move it. But in this case, even though it was nita chora, she'en alei Hashem kli klal, it lost its name of a kli. It's not even a kli shemalato l'isra. It's lower. It's not a kli. Gam kein mutter l'taltlo, you also would be allowed to move it. Like we saw earlier, when glass breaks, so you're allowed to move the glass, even though the pieces are not fit for anything, it's dangerous. So here also, you're allowed to move the needle, l'tzorech gufo, to get out the thorn, l'tzorech makomo, if you need the place, and zakta mishavura, kavachomer, if it could be dangerous, and even if it loses its status of a kli, because the hole got messed up, still you would be allowed to move it to prevent any kind of sakana. Sivkotan memches. The last point the Mechaber said was a new needle that didn't even yet get a hole, so that was mutter to move. Says the Mishabura, the zimnin de nimlach alo, because sometimes you change your mind about a needle that you originally planned to use it for sewing and to make a hole, and you decide the eino nokva, you decide not to make the hole, umashrile mona kemoshihi, and you leave it as a kli as is, lenetilas akotz. Sometimes you have a needle that has no hole, and the plan is to make a hole to use it for sewing. Sometimes you say, you know what, I don't need this for sewing, I'm going to keep it to get thorns out, and you keep the kli in the position and the state that it's in right now, and that's how it is as a kli. And that's why, if the kli does not yet have the hole, it will be mutter to move. Aval benita chora uktza. However, in the first case, where the hole got ruined, or the pointy part of the needle got ruined, so then that's much worse, batal min hashem kli. Then it was a kli that had a hole and had a point, and then it got ruined, so it lost its shame kli. The oz derech lizrok osa ben shivrei matachos. Because then the way is just to throw it out like any other piece of broken metal. So again, if you have it in the initial stage where it doesn't have a hole, so then you are allowed to move it because you may decide to leave it in that state to get out thorns. But once it had a hole and it had a shem kli, and now the hole gets ruined, so then the nature is to throw it away, and therefore it loses its shem kli, and therefore it is muktzah. But if you designated it from before Shabbos, le'ez tashmish for a certain use, have a kli, then you have made it into a kli by that designation, umutr l'taltula, and then you are allowed to move it, kedin kol kli shemalatu l'heter. It gets a state of a kli shemalatu l'heter, because you designate it for a mutter purpose, it gets a status of a kli shemalatu l'heter, which you are allowed to move for any purpose at all. Now there's an interesting note over here, note number 70. The Mishnah Berurah just said that if it had a hole at a point in the beginning, and they got ruined, so then it's muktzah, because it's like any other shivri matachos, which you throw away. Look at note 70. The afal pishul inyan shivri kalim. Even though we just discussed above in Sivav, when it comes to broken vessels, the Mechaber told us shekol shiruuyin l'shum malacha. So long that the broken piece of the kli is fit for any malacha, ein dinam kamukza. The broken kli does not get a shem muktza. So why over here, if it lost the hole, it's still fit to get out the thorn? So why is it losing its status of a kli? So says Rav Nissen Karelitz, shemachat shenita chora. A needle that loses its hole, it's not going to be used for a common usage. Which is not the case by broken vessels. They're fit to be used to cover other kalim. To have a kli that's used to cover other kalim, that's a common use. But to use a needle that the hole got ruined to take out a thorn, that's a more uncommon thing. And therefore, Zucker, this and Karelis, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that if the hole gets ruined, you normally throw it out, and therefore it gets the shem muktzah, it's no longer a kli. Masha'enkein, shivrei kalim, those pieces can be used to cover other kalim, that's a more normal use, and therefore they retain the shem kli. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifyot Beis, Shorei machzalos. You have remnants of mats. Mutter l'taltlam. You are allowed to move them. They're not muktzah. Dechazi l'chasos b'hut tenufa. Because they're fit to cover up something that's dirty. V'imzrakon l'ashram mi'odyom. But if you throw them to the garbage before Shabbos, asur l'taltlam, then they're muktzah. So you have remnants of mats. They're not muktzah because they have a use. They can be used to cover up some dirt. But once you throw them out before Shabbos, then they become muktzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Memtes. Shorei machzalos. Shenifredu min machatzela shishana. It got separated from the old mat. Ubein shenifredu mi erev Shabbos. Bein shenifredu b'Shabbos. It doesn't matter if it gets separated from the bigger mat before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Either way, it's not muktza. Sevkata nun mutil ataltulam. Vafilu ein behem gimel agimel. Even if it's not 3 fingers by 3 fingers, we'll see that measurement in the next sif. But even if it's not that size. Vafilu mechamel etzel mutter, and even to move it from the sun to the shade to protect the kli, which is a lower status than letzara gufa letzara makomo, even that's mutter because it's not muktza. It's totally not muktza. However, sifkatun nun alf, if you threw it to the garbage before Shabbos, then it's taka muktza. The butla meos ot kli, by throwing it out, you have been mavatla from being a kli any further. Ubemachzela shlema. If you have a full mat, afilu zarkan la'ashma mutter, even if you throw the whole mat to the garbage, it is still mutter to be moved. The butla daito etzel ka'odam. Your das of throwing it to the garbage is nullified lagabe most people. Most people are not throwing out mats that are still usable, and therefore, even if you throw out the full mat, it will not get a status of mukta. Only the shari machatzelas, the remnants of the mats, that if you throw it away, so that's more normal, then it would get a state of mukta if you threw it away from before Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sifyot Gimel. Shiare matlonios, remnants of garments, shebolu, that got worn out. So you have a garment that got worn out, you have a small piece of it. So the din is, says the Mechaber, miyesh bohem gimel etzbos, al gimel etzbos, mutter l'taltlan. If it has the size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers, you're allowed to move it, it's not muktza. V'im lav, and if not, it's smaller than that, usr, then it's muktza. V'yesh matirin afilu ein lohem gimel al gimel. Some say no, even smaller than 3 by 3 fingers, it's mutter. As long as it's not the remnants of a worn-out talus that's used for tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkata Nun Beis. The first shita said that remnants of garments that are worn out, if they have 3 fingers by 3 fingers, they're mutter. The yesh bazek tzas chashivus. If it has that size, then it already has some level of chashivus. The chazion la'aniyim is something that aniyim would use to patch up their garments. So 3 fingers by 3 fingers would be used as a patch for aniyim, and therefore it's not muktzah. If this worn out garment that was that size belonged to a wealthy person, so then it would be usher to move it. Because for them it's not considered choshev, it's a remnant of a garment. This shita holds that for aniyim, so 3 fingers by 3 fingers is enough, but for ashirim, it would have to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and therefore, it goes by the owner. If the owner is a wealthy person, it will be muktzah. If it's not 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. That is pointed out in note number 77, that we'll see later on, it's if katan kuf ayin, shedivri ha-shulchan aruch kan, shemutil otatul shiorim atlonios. That which the Mechaber says here, that you can move around remnants of garments, einom amurim ela b'matlonios hashayachos la'ani. It's talking about garments that belong to an ani. Shahoel ule ba'aleim einon nechshavim kemukza. Since for their owners it's not considered mukza, ein dinon kemukza af la'ashirim. It's not mukza even for ashirim. But if the garment belonged to an ashir, so then it has no chashivas rim, it's less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and therefore will be mukza not only for him, but also for aniyim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sefkadon un gimel. So if it belongs to an ani, and it has 3 fingers by 3 fingers, we said, mutil tatlon hainu kozman shelo zarkon la'ashva. So the Mishnah Berurah, once again, so long that you didn't throw it in the garbage, if you threw it out before Shabbos, you showed it doesn't have chashivas, and therefore it would be mukza. Sefkadon un dalo, the Eish Matirin says, even if the worn out garments of the aniyim are less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers, it's still not muktzah. The chazi lekaneach bo midi, it's fit to be wiped up something that's dirty. The have kishari machatzalos, and it's like the last sif that we just said, that the remnants of machatzalos, we didn't say a size over there, that was mutter, can cover dirt, it can wipe up dirt. So here also, it would be fit according to their second shita, even less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers, it would be fit to cover some dirt, to wipe up some dirt, and it wouldn't be muktzah. Unless it came from taliso shel mitzvah sefkatan nun hei, lefi sha'odam bodel mehem milishamish betashmish maguna. We're talking here, you would wipe up dirt, that's a disgraceful act. And therefore, no one's going to use a talus, even if it's a remnant of a talus, to wipe up dirt. And therefore, this heter, according to the shita, less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers is mutter, because it's fit for wiping up garbage. That would only be true by a regular garment, not a garment which is a talus shel mitzvah. The alkein ba'inem bididhu. Therefore, we would need by a talus shel mitzvah, sheyu gimel etzbos, al gimel etzbos, then it would have to be bedafka, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, v'hainu la'aniyim v'kanal, and that would be for an ani, like we said before. Let's see one more sif yud dalet. Minal chodosh mutter l'shomto me'al hatfus. So they used to have a tfus, which was some kind of mold, and they would make the shoe around the mold. And when the shoe was complete, they would take the shoe off the mold and they would wear it. So says the Mechaber, a new shoe, you are allowed to remove it from the tfus. Afal pi shemalatul iser, even though this tfus is used to make shoes, so it's a kli shemalatul iser, you use it for isura, making shoes is aser, but still you are allowed to remove the shoe from that tfus on Shabbos. Kevan de shame kli alov, lemaisa, it has a shame kli, so it will be a kli shemalatul iser, so mutter l'tatul l'tzar mekomo. You need a place, the tfus right now is in the shoe. You want your foot to be in the shoe. And therefore, that would be a case of moving a kli shemalatu l'isr, which is that mold, in order to use the place where it is to get your foot into the shoe. Classic case of kli shemalatu l'isr, which is allowed to be moved l'tzarach makomo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sefkata nun vav, min al chadosh, nokat chadosh l'ravusa. Now, they would put old shoes on the tfus to fix them up also. Why does it choose a case of a new shoe specifically in the Mechaber? So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's telling me a chiddush. Af shu mehudak al tfus shapir. So a new shoe is obviously tighter on the mold. It's being formed on that mold. Ve'enu yochol l'shamto me'alav. And you can't just pull the shoe off so easily. Elim kein mitaltal gam hatfus biyadayim. If it's a tight squeeze, you have to take the shoe in one hand, and you have to take the mold in the other hand and separate them. So by a new shoe, you actually have to be pulling out the tfus from the shoe. Afilu hachi shari. Even so, it's mutter, like we just said. The afshu kli shemalat al iser. Even though the tfus is a kli shemalat al iser. Shal yodo misaknim hamin olim. Because on it, we make the shoes. You need the place where it is. You need the place of the shoe, where the mold is inside the shoe. And therefore, you are allowed with your hands to take out the tfus from the shoe. So the chiddush of the chaber is a new shoe which is on very tight. You're allowed to take your two hands, separate the two items, even though you're grabbing with your hands, it's klish matal iser, it is mutter because it is the tzarech makomo. The kol shekein kishah minol yashan, certainly if the shoe is old, shoe roughly where it's loose, the yachol lishmot haminol me'alov, and you're able to slip off the shoe from the mold, beli tiltul hatfus v'yadayin the shari. So if it's an old shoe that's on there to be fixed, so it's a loose-fitting shoe on the mold, you could just take the shoe without touching the mold and getting off. Of course that's mutter. The chiddush over here is, even though it's brand new and it's tight and you have to grab onto the mold to get out of the shoe, even that's mutter. Sivkata nun zayin kevan the shame kli. So he said again, since it has a shame kli, so it's a kli shatel iser, it is allowed to be moved the tzar makomo. Lefi tam zed, according to this reason, hu hadin de mutter lishmur hatfus mitoch haminol. According to this, you'd be allowed to pull out the tfus from the minol totally. It doesn't matter if it's tight or it's loose. The bottom line is, if it's a klish mada l'isser, and you need the makom, you're allowed to take it out. It shouldn't matter if it's tight or it's loose. However, the yerabba takes issue when it's loose, that you can pull out the fus. The lama yitatel adfus, why should you pull the mold out of the shoe? Tov yoser sheyashmin haminol me'alov. It'll be better just to take the shoe off of the mold without touching the mold. Achareishu rafui, since it's loose, v'lo yitatel b'yadayim, and better not to be touching it with your hands. Don't move with your hands. However, ubemakum shekosha lahashmin haminol b'vadayim lahachmir. So though the Yerabba says that when it's loose, it'll be better to take the shoe off the mold, but l'maisa, the Mishabura ends off and says, if it is hard to do that, it's hard to separate them, it's absolutely no reason to be machmir, and you can't separate out the foot from the shoe, because again, the bottom line is, it's a klishmat al-isr, which is mutter to be moved, l'tzarech makomo. If you have a better eitzah, so the Rabbi says, don't do it, but if you have no better eitzah, because it's hard to do, then you absolutely can pull the foot out. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Emet Hashem, with Siv Tezvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.